Actually, that's just an open microphone, so if anyone wants to come forward, please do so. Just to bring up date with what happened to the flag on the fence, we generally always hang our little flag on the fence there every time we have a gathering here, but the parliamentary attendants said we're not allowed to, and I said, well, you know, when the previous Speaker of the House, Mike Reynolds, was here, we were always able to hang our flag there. So they said, no, he's not Speaker anymore. So I said, well, we're still going to leave the flag there. So next minute, he runs off and rings the current Speaker of the House, who's named John McCall. Never met him. And the Speaker pointed out, I never knew you could reach a parliamentary representative on a Saturday morning, you know, so this is a bit of a first. He pointed out they fly the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags on their flagpoles inside Parliament. But they never got anyone's permission to do that. And I feel a little bit affronted that they're flying our flags in their Parliament. Because one thing we haven't mentioned is the fact that, you know, they're celebrating the 150th anniversary of this Parliament. 150 years the Queensland Parliament's been in place. There are now 89 seats in that Parliament, 89 seats to cover the state of Queensland, yet there's not one single Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person sitting in that Parliament representing their electorate. So it's a mockery, it's a sham, and in order to sanitise their criminal acts against our people, they fly our flags. So I really think we should mount a campaign to have those flags removed from our Parliament. When Uncle Harold Thomas designed this flag back in 1971, that's the Aboriginal flag there. Uncle Harold was a strong man from the desert community of Mutitjulu, which is out there near Uluru. He designed the flag so that Aboriginal people would have a national symbol for our political struggle. And as we all know, the black stands for feeble, the red stands for the ochre of his country, and the yellow for the sun, which is the father of all things. So the flag's very important to us, and I think every single Aboriginal person in Queensland should withdraw their permission for this Parliament to fly that flag, and I think that every single Torres Strait Islander person up the Torres Strait should withdraw their permission to fly that flag, because we see every day of the week this rotten and corrupt government that heads up this rotten and corrupt economic system is ripping the guts out of our land in order to keep their economy afloat. And again, it's by virtue of no treaty. And there are only three ways by which one sovereign power can come into possession of land and country that belongs to another sovereign power. And that is through an act of armed invasion, through a treaty, or by gift. Well, Aboriginal people never gave one inch of our land to the British Crown. We've never signed a treaty here in Queensland or anywhere across Australia. And the third option, of course, is what happened. This land was seized by the British occupying forces through armed invasion. That is an illegal act, an act that has never to this day been addressed. And this is part of our struggle. And we don't have a voice in the state parliament, don't have a voice in the federal parliament, as Brother Les was saying. That is why it's important to maintain the process, to maintain the activism, to maintain the rage. Now we're going to have